AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. No deal, but some optimism. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy have concluded their meeting at the White House on the impasse over the government's debt ceiling. There's no deal, but McCartney says it was a productive session. During the meeting, Biden expressed optimism about a deal being reached.
We still have some disagreements, but I think we may be able to get where we have to go. We both know we have a significant responsibility.
Without a deal, the government could run out of money to pay its bills as soon as June 1st. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has given final approval to a red flag law that aims to keep firearms away from those at risk of harming themselves or others as the state grapples with ways to slow gun violence in the wake of its second mass school shooting. Whitmer says this law will make a difference.
So we must act because week after week in America, we see grim, familiar headlines. Every place you can think of, every situation you can imagine has been shattered by gun violence. And so many of the perpetrators showed warning signs beforehand.
Michigan joined Minnesota as the second state in a week to implement a new red flag law after Democrats in both states won control of both chambers and the governor's office in November. Nebraska's Republican governor has signed a bill that bans abortion at 12 weeks and restricts gender-affirming medical care for people younger than 19. That measure was signed Monday by Governor Jim Pillen. The abortion ban takes effect immediately. The restrictions on gender-affirming care take effect October 1st. TikTok is challenging Montana's first-of-its-kind law that makes it illegal for people to use the social media app in the state. The lawsuit filed Monday is the second against the state since the ban was announced last week. The law's effects would be more far-reaching than bans already in place in nearly half the states. This is AP News. Florida is being sued over a new law blocking Chinese citizens and other foreigners from buying some property.
A group of Chinese citizens living and working in Florida is suing the state over a new law that bans Chinese nationals from purchasing property in large swaths of the state. The suit, filed in a federal court by the American Civil Liberties Union, claims that the law unfairly targets foreign citizens because of the actions of their governments. The new law applies to land near military installations and critical infrastructure, and also affects citizens of Cuba, Venezuela, Syria, Iran, Russia, and North Korea. U.S.-China ties are strained amid growing tensions over security and trade. In nearly a dozen state houses and Congress, a decades-old worry about foreign land ownership has spiked since the U.S. military shot down a Chinese spy balloon last month after it traversed the skies from Alaska to South Carolina. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.